You there?
Hey, Charles.
Hey,
yeah, yeah,
sorry about
you
that. That's my Bluetooth connection.
You're good, man.
Sorry about that. We were just wrapping up the job, and the customer was like, "You're on the phone," because I think he wanted to talk to me or something. But he was just super nice guy. Yeah, he was like really. He gave us like an extra $100.
Oh, that's awesome, man! There you go.
Well, I gave him such a cheap price. Yeah, he gave me some ideas for the super cheap price. He's like, "That's it." I'm like, "Man, I was trying to hook you up, bro."
Yeah. Well, he hooked you back up.
Right.
There you go.
When he hooked us back up, so I felt a lot better about that. Because I was like, you know what I mean? Like, it just kills me. Like, but I try to do the best I can for everybody. So that's how it is.
That's what's up.
So, anyways, my dad once said, you know, if your money can't if you can't use your money to reflect your morals and your ethics, you know, then what good is the money, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's at the end of the
100%.
Day, God's provision will always be there for me, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes,
no shortage of provision here, man. So, anyways, so back to the conversation. Like I was saying, our main objective right now, we want to get back on Google.
Yeah.
And we want to get listed with all these other companies completely optimized. So, I think that'll help with our, and correct me if I'm wrong, our SEO optimization. Yeah, it'll help us out with Google, I think, if we're listed under all the same companies. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. We need to get it consistent. That's going to boost it big time for you. Just make sure anytime you do jobs, just like today, you know, ask them to leave a review for you. That helps with ranking
a
lot too. You know, so.
Yeah. The reviews, I think, is what we've got 35 5-star reviews, and like, I think, every time I'm like on those, and that's why it's been bothering me the past couple of weeks, because any jobs that we're doing, I can't actually ask them for a review. I thought about saying, just leave us a review on Yelp or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or Home Advisor, but you know, I mean, but anyways, so that's the main thing. The other thing is potentially, maybe the website if you guys were to build the website, we get to keep all the content, right?
So let's say, well, knock on wood, I mean, we want to earn your business for a long time, but let's say, you're like, you know what, this is not what I was looking for. I love the website though. Can we keep it? You can buy it out for $99. And I know websites can be
heavy. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a cheap price
to
get it off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so potentially $99 we keep the website.
Exactly.
And what will we be looking at to do, because I know you guys said like $50 you guys could optimize, you guys would get us listed on the platforms, right? Is that correct? You guys said that to me, I think the first day, like
No. $149.
Yeah. $149, and you guys could get our profile back and listed on Google.
Correct.
And you could get us listed correctly under all those other websites, all the right information, and all the other information deleted.
Yeah, we got to clear this up for you, but it's not our first rodeo. I'm not the one that will be doing it. I will introduce you to our techs. So to speed up the process, Charles, I will set up a tech call. Again, it's an hour call. Not an hour call. It's an hour window that we ask for. Doesn't mean that it's going to take the whole hour. It just depends on how much content you want and questions you have for them, okay? Let's do that. Let's set up everything right now so that way when they do talk to you, it's a smooth process where they're not starting from scratch. I want them to start with something now. That way when they do talk to you, you know, they're ahead of the game for you, okay?
Like they know what I'm talking about, all the stuff that we already went over.
Exactly. Not even just that. They'll get started right away. So the keywords, things like that, I'll go over with you right now if that's all right. I just need like 5-10 minutes of your time at max.
Sure. So if we paid you guys $150, you guys will get our profile definitely pulled back on Google.
Yeah.
The business profile up and running 100% within their guidelines as well. And listed across all the platforms super correct so that in the future we will have no issues with Google and they're not going to say, hey, this or that.
Right. And now the platforms, you're talking about right the now directories, right? Like the Yelp, Yahoo, Bing.
Yeah, like the directories, like wherever we're listed on the internet, like everything's now consistent in,
yes,
you know,
okay,
it's the same company, same address, same everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we have to have it that way. That's, again,
okay, perfect.
Skyline, all that, yeah. So, Charles, let me ask, how do you spell your last name?
Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
All right. And then what's the best email we could send a future invoice and second form of contact for you?
Okay, skyworkswindowcleaning@gmail.com.
Well, that was easy. All right.
Yeah, sorry it's a little long. I've actually highly considered changing to a shorter email. I just don't know why yet. And I have like 10 emails, so. And I've also considered getting a professional Google business name, but it's like $12 a month or whatever, and I know I'm nickel and diming them, but yeah, bro, just we're trying to get all this stuff there, you know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff to do, though, you know? Yeah.
Trust me, man, doing it on your own is a whole other story, so I take my hat off even giving a shot at like all that, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Now, far as the business name, I want to make sure I have this one right. So are we going to use we're probably going to use LLC.
We're going to have to go with Skyworks Unlimited. And my understanding is Google doesn't want us to put the names LLC at the end either. So,
really?
Yeah, that was part of their Google profiles was do not add any legal terms, they said, to your profile, like Skyworks Unlimited LLC or Skyworks, like, anything, just Skyworks Unlimited. But I noticed that a lot of other companies have Skyworks whatever, Inc., like incorporated.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
So I don't know why they do that. Yeah, because I was like, dude, we would love to have a last name that says Inc., but we're not incorporated. We just have an LLC, and I don't know if that
okay
doesn't count. Cool. Like,
I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it in there and then bring that question to our text just in case, because I'm pretty sure it can go through. But I don't want to tell you something I don't know either, though, you know. But
yeah, it would be good to know. That, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so the address is at 2420 Terminal Avenue, of course, Long Beach, 90815.
Correct.
Okay. Website, we're going to build for you, so let's make sure.
Are you guys going to build all the backlink pages to it, too, and everything?
Or you get, like, five different tabs, if that's what you're talking about.
Five different pages or five different, like,
tabs in it.
Tabs.
Yeah, tabs in it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to put pictures, testimonials, again, all we ask for is the communication, Charles, okay? So you just let us know what you need to do. We'll make it happen, okay?
Okay, cool.
So what day do you have available to go ahead and have an hour window to talk with our techs?
I think potentially tomorrow okay would be doable.
What time works for you, though?
I don't know the exact time yet. I mean, we could probably do it in the morning if you guys want, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we're open at 7 a.m., so.
Yeah.
When you do it, like 8 o'clock, you think?
I'm sorry, what time? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, would that work for you?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a Google invite for you, so that way you could see that they're committed to being for this event as well for you, okay? So give me just one second. And now, is this the best number they could reach you on?
Yes.
Okay. And then far as your for your clients, though, or your customers, do you want them to call and text this number or just to call, or is there a different number?
No, definitely call this number.
Okay. All right, cool. I just sent that invite. If you can go ahead and go into your email and hit yes for me on there, so that way the text will go ahead and see that.
Okay, hang on one second. I got you on speaker. Got
you're
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, I just accepted it. So.
Awesome. All right. All right, it should come through on my end here. Yep, I see it. Perfect. And
okay,
then we're going to go over a few little things here, okay? So go over the schematics. Now, I'm not accepting payment right at this exact moment, Charles, but on the card, would it have a middle initial, or is it just Charles Howell?
I got to check and see. I don't have my wallet on me, but I think it's going to be well, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure which card I'm going to be using.
All right, well, while you're figuring that part out, I'll go over all the rest of the stuff. It takes like 5 minutes for you, okay? So you said this number works for you. Do you want the customers to also be able to email you?
Sure, they can email me.
Okay. Okay. Any type of modifications you make in the future there, Charles, make sure to let us know. So, like, even if you change your email to the other, a shorter version or a longer version, it doesn't matter. Just let us know so that way we can keep constantly, keep it up to date, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So how do you accept payments for your customers? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
So we do cash, check, Venmo. And I think we're possibly going to get on board with, like, accepting it, like, credit cards and
okay.
stuff, but we don't actually accept them yet.
Okay, no worries, no worries. All right. Now, do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
I do.
Is there any way, that email that I just sent it to you, is there any way you can send me that URL so that we can go ahead and put that link up there for you?
Yeah, I can do that, just not right at this exact moment.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm trying to eat lunch as fast as possible here while I'm
talking. All right, man. You're good, bro. You're good. All right, I'll just put text later. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow. Sorry, man. I'm just filling everything in for you.
No worries. Well, let me ask you a question. So you guys are going to get – so the first month you guys are going to get all this stuff going, and then am I going to see some of the results from that $150 a month program that you're talking about and see how well that's actually working?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, again, your at least your directories are going to be submitted quickly because that's going to help build your traffic first, right? So within the first week, that's already done and submitted. So having your website up with that, you're good. Now, as far as your listings increasing and stuff, can take up to 45 days. So just be aware, it could be quicker, way quicker, could be right at 45 days. It just depends on how fast this whole process of getting, clearing up the Google thing on their end. Okay, so.
Right.
Just want to lay it all on the table.
And what do you say about potentially, is that about, oh, never mind, I can't remember what I was going to say, but there's a question I had. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't remember what the question
is. Hey, if it ever comes up, please give me a call and let me know all that stuff too, okay? I'm always here for you guys as well. As far as your hours of operations, what would you like to put up on there?
So I think it'd be better if we keep our hours open all the way till like 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. I probably wouldn't answer the phone, but this guy that has a window cleaning business just told me the other day that he keeps his business open later than everybody else, or does 24 hours.
Okay.
Because then, when everybody else is closed, his business pops up after 5 o'clock. And he's the first one, he said. He said, like, that way, yeah, so when, like, somebody at 6 o'clock at night and they get off work is looking for a window cleaner, he's the one that comes up, nobody else. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, and that'll be going over some key words, too. We can put, like, 24-7 window clean or something, you know what I mean? Or late night window clean, stuff like that. So, all right. So what would you say as far as the days first? Let's go with that. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? Like, what do you want?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. And then you want to put from what time to what time then?
I would say 8 to, I don't know, like 8 to 10 o'clock.
8 to 10 p.m.? Okay.
Well, I'm kind of skeptical on saying 24 hours, because number one, I don't want to get a call
right.
at night. And number
yeah,
two,
that's what I say.
They're going to be like, who are these, like, tweaker window cleaners open at night, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell is wrong with these guys, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Well.
All right, cool. So we got this here. And give me 1 second. I want to make sure I have some keywords for you now. So I'm gonna. These are the stuff I'm gonna send to our techs. Okay. So
okay.
Let's go over. I mean, obviously you want to put window cleaning, but let's go over a few things with it. Okay. Do you have any simple words that you want to go ahead and put out for right now that comes to your head?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them. Well, I think the main thing that people type in is window cleaning near me. That's like the main phrase that everybody types in. So I imagine if somebody types in window cleaning near me, we should definitely be the first one that comes up, you know?
Right.
The other thing is, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, let's start with just the services for right now, because our techs are going to go over the other parts with you on there. They even have the algorithm set for you to see, give you suggestions in case you need it too.
Right, yeah.
I've
actually seen that on the, I think, the Google dashboard or whatever on the business profile. It tells me, like, who searched for what and how many times it was searched for, you know?
Exactly. Yep. We'll give you the keys of the log and all that. So obviously we've got window cleaning. You want to put like indoor, exterior, or how do I don't know how the lingo goes.
Residential window cleaning.
Okay, there we go.
Or do you want the services we do, or do you want the keywords?
Services. Let's go with services.
Okay, so services are the window cleaning, pressure washing. How many do we get?
Just put them all out there for me, Mitch. But I really doubt you're going to hit the max. So. Is it pressure washing, you said?
Yeah. Pressure washing,
okay.
Window cleaning, high-rise window cleaning.
Okay.
Rope access.
How do you spell that? I couldn't hear.
It's like two words. Sorry. Rope, like R-O-P-E.
Uh-huh.
Second word, access, A-C-C-E-S-S. It's just our ability to access difficult locations, yeah, on rope.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you rope access? A lot of certifications, and we're, like, especially good at, like, doing the most difficult, hardest, impossible stuff to do, you know?
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, like, Saturday we did Pomona Courthouse. We had all these guys rappelling down the side of Pomona Courthouse, you know? So we do like rope access work, all different types of stuff. So window cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter clean outs.
Rain gutter, okay.
High rise window cleaning. Exterior building maintenance.
Exterior building maintenance, okay.
We do some like really like minor painting too.
Minor painting?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't have to put minor. Just,
yeah, I know. Like
you just put painting, and then like if we, you know what I mean? Like if somebody calls us, great. You know what I mean?
You
but,
sure? Because
yeah.
If I put this on here, it'll be posting. You know, so you might get a call from it. So just want to make sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, here's one. Okay, skip the painting for a second. We do waterproofing.
Okay, waterproofing.
Caulking.
Okay.
And then as far as the window cleaning, maybe we should add some more because we have high-rise window cleaning. We have commercial window cleaning.
Oh, I didn't put that. All right, let me put that one right now.
Yeah, that's a good one. Where did you get that top at, brother? The top? Where did you get the top at? Oh, okay. Hey, boss, can I get a top? I think I forgot to get one. All right. Thank you, brother. All right, thank you. So commercial window cleaning, residential window cleaning. Let's see here.
To be honest, this is really good right now. I could put in, please advise customer may want to add more, so that way when the techs go over it, you have a little more time as well, too. I know you're eating and everything.
No, no, I just finished it. And
okay. I got you. I just put in a note for him, just in case, too. So if anything more comes to light, let them know, okay? And now,
okay.
I want to make sure the vicinity, we're not going too far out as well.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be disappointed if, I mean...
You there, John?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Sorry, I just, my Bluetooth on my truck like kicked in. So, potentially, I mean, we do go further than 25 miles, but, I mean, is it going to hurt if you guys put in the 50-mile radius?
Yes, remember, this package is the lowest package right now, so your max is going to be at 15 miles, 20, I would say.
Oh,
so,
okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah.
Later down the road, though, if you guys are ready to go ahead and expand, let me know. I'll be the lead on your account for that, and I'll make sure you get the lowest pricing that I promised before, okay? So,
sure.
That way you can get about, that one's 50 miles out, and that includes a lot more for you as well, too. But right now, let's clear up your name on Google and all that and get this thing rolling.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, far as, I think I got everything here. Now, what kind of card are we going to be using for today's payment? Is it a Visa, Master, American Express? What do we got?
So, I got to get my wallet out. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to... So you guys are going to process the payment today, or how's that going to work?
Correct. Yeah. So the techs, they don't do the tech call unless their payment came through.
Okay. And then once we pay the $150, so for sure you guys are going to get everything, like all this is going to get done within a month. Like we're going to have our profile back on Google.
Yeah. That's
all this, we're going to get listed in all the directories. Everything's going to be like 100%, like it's not going to come down to it. Now, then you guys are going to say, well, we had a couple hiccups and this or that, and, you know,
it's going to
take us another month. Okay.
No. So, again, I'm going to make sure it's clear. Average is 30 to 45 days. Again, it just depends on how much craziness goes on with it, but that's our average right between that sweet spot there. Okay? But again,
I don't want to go into the second month of trying to pay money for, like, you know, and end up costing
and having nothing. No, of course,
and having,
no.
You know what I mean? Or I pay $150 and then come 30 days later, the profile's not working, you know, and you guys are like, well, there's a couple little hiccups. We're going to have to keep going with this 30-day thing.
We want to make sure, Charles, that we at least get your directories all submitted and everything first in the website, so that it helps building your traffic in that sense first, you know, while we're getting all the other profiles up there as well. So that's a strategic way of how they're doing it. So we'll make sure something's coming through steadily way beforehand, but you got to keep a track of your client dashboard, which we'll get to in a minute here. Our techs will build that with you tomorrow. But I'm going to get you to that point right now, okay?
Okay, and then we're going to be able to see, like, because potentially if I was to keep working with you guys after a month, like, at the end of the month, I'd want to see, like, you know, hey, because these guys got involved, we've managed to, like, we've gotten, like, you know, however many calls, and we've made X amount of dollars. More than we would have if they had, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
got to keep stats. Yeah, you got to keep stats. I got you. So that client dashboard, that's what it does. So you get to see where these people are calling from, keywords being found, how many people are searching, things like that. So those are your stats on there. And then far as, you know, money management and things like that, I mean, obviously that's on your part there, but, you know, at least you could see how much is being effective for you. And I liked it the most on my end because of where I get to see these people are calling from. I could say, oh, okay, there's a high end. This is how much I'm usually making in a return on my investment on here. Like, you see how much you can really mess around with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and once you guys get us listed on all those profiles, you're never going to take us down on those profiles if we stop doing the monthly thing, right?
So that's the funny thing. Once it's up, it's up.
Yeah, so once it's up, it's up. Once everything's fixed and up and running, we're good. The only thing that we would lose by not having you guys on board with the $150 a month is we would obviously lose the website unless we buy it for $99.
Right.
And we would potentially lose any help on your guys' end as far as, like, the dashboard concerned. But we do have access to the same dashboard, or how does that work?
That would be a question for our techs. I'm never going to answer something I don't get 100% sure on that, because you already had one built, so I'm not sure if they use the same one or if they're going to build you a new one. That's just on them on that one.
Yeah, so, well... Okay. Yeah, because ultimately at the end of the 30 days with $150, I'm just trying to see what I can expect to walk away with if at the end of the 30 days we're not seeing the results that we're hoping to see. So we're going to be able to see all of that dashboard listings. I mean, we're going to be able to see all the 60 profiles or whatever, all across Google. We're going to be listed uniformly the same. And our business profile is going to be back up and running, right?
Yeah, so you should be going up within, I mean, I'm going to say 30 to 45 days. Again, you know, like I said, I've seen it being done quicker, but I've also seen it done right at 45 days. So I don't want to be like, hey, yeah, we get on this day when it's not the truth. I'm just not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to bullshit me.
Yeah.
But they're gonna go through the whole profile that's already been suspended, and they're going to look at everything and make sure it's within the guidelines?
Yes. That's one thing we make sure is, because we're a premier Google Channel partner. It's a big deal. So we're not going to do anything outside of the borders of their policies on there to get things rolling. We do it all the right way. Because if not, they find out, man. It's Google. So they'll get shut down anyway.
But they're going to be able to access my old profile, right, with all of our reviews, and they're going to be able to see it and be like, okay, right?
Well, I don't. Oh, okay, yeah. So far as everything getting back up there and everything, I don't know exactly as far as the business, because I think you said you had it under a different business name, though, right?
Well, no, I just recently changed it back to Skyworks Unlimited. But we don't want to lose that profile, because that's my main concern, is keeping all those reviews.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So
yeah,
okay.
We don't want to lose the reviews. So if you guys are working from a specific...
From the same profile.
Yeah, you guys, we got to start with this profile, like getting it back up and running, and then work off of that, not off of just some random...
No, profile. So then that's the case. Yeah, then we're okay. Because I thought you said that it was under the other business name, so I was like, then yeah, you will be losing those reviews. But if it's under the same one here, then we're good. Okay.
Yeah, it's mainly just Google, and we have Yelp and Angie's is like, we have one review, whatever. We got a profile already built. They've changed the name back to Skyworks, or put it on Skyworks Unlimited. So it's mainly just all those smaller platforms, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
And
then we can take care of you. All right. Yeah. I was a little concerned about that for a minute.
Okay. Yeah. And then, for instance, like MapQuest, for instance, we don't have a profile with them, but they kind of like got our information from a third party. Are you guys going to actually build the profiles on like MapQuest, for instance, and put some pictures up and get all the access codes and this and that?
Well, let me see as far as our directories here. We have quite a few. I mean, we have literally 60 different one of them there. I only name out the few that I know off the top of my head, you know?
But, yeah, because I know a lot of those directories are like, you know, white pages this or whatever, like super insignificant directories that really make no difference, you know? But there's the main ones are, I've kind of got a handle on, you know, but... It's like MapQuest, I think, is a good one that we definitely want to profile on, because they're connected to Google and they're somewhat significant. And I don't think that many people go on MapQuest, but still. But then they also have a they have a thing where it shows how optimized you are across the board, you know? So, but
oh, okay.
I think that, yeah, I think they were actually asking for money when they're like, oh, okay, well, now that you're, you see that you're not optimized, they're basically just trying to sell us on the fact of signing up with them to optimize everything, and you know what I mean? So we were
yeah, no. So, I mean, far as we make sure to tackle down the bigger ones, you know, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce. Yeah, but there is remember, Yellow Pages and White Pages if you need it. I think the key thing is this, though, man. Like, you want to build the traffic to you, and that's what helps your rankings on Google. So the more you're out there and the more people are clicking and somehow finding you out there, regardless if they know your business name or not, that's what's going to help you, including with your reviews that you already have. So that's just the main factor on there. Can you track it all? Of course. You can track it on that client dashboard. But as far as anything else on there, no. I mean,
can you find out if I'm going to have access to – I might not have to some type of dashboard for – like I think Google has a dashboard.
No, you'll have access to it for sure, 100%. I know that for a fact. We don't want you taking our word for it.
Yeah, but what happens when we stop working with – if we stop working with you guys after the first month or – whenever we stop, are we going to lose access to our ability to see where tracking all of our
you know stuff? What? Let me ask that right now. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, that's a good question. I want to ask on that one for sure.
Yeah, my main concern is like once after the first month, I want to make sure that we're completely good to go. And no offense to you guys, but I don't know that we have $150 a month unless like at the end of the month I see like these crazy numbers where I'm like, dude, these guys definitely got us, you know, like, I mean, we definitely want to keep working with these guys and you know, like we can see like a you know, a lot of traffic off this dashboard. That's because of directly of what they did, you know.
Sure.
So that's the main thing is just getting.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're able to track everything regardless, and you want to make sure you play your card safe on your end. I got you.
Yeah, once we're all set up and good to go, I just don't want the rug to get pulled out from under my feet when we stop paying $150. If we stop paying $150, because then we're just like, you know, right back to square one. Now we got to figure out how to get all the results again, you know?
I hear you. Let me see here. What's happening here? Is it okay, so... For the dashboard that we built for you, that makes sense there, that we built for you will not be accessible on there. Let me ask you this. Did you pay for your own dashboard as well? Is that what you did?
No, I never paid for a dashboard. I just, I think Google has their own dashboard under the profile that says, like, this many people searched for this many terms and clicked on you. This many people searched for this many terms and clicked on you. And then it kind of gives you like an accounting of like what the, you know, like how the different traffic came from, where it came from, what words they used, you know, what, you know, just basically a whole printout on like, you know, everything, an assessment of all the activity that's been on your profile, you know?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, because I was going to say, man, I'm like, because what our dashboard is not the basic stuff. Like, you get to see calls live, things like that as well. So, like, once that's built, that's an extra perk from us on our end. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, so of course that type of dashboard is not going to be available to you after if you decide to part ways. But again, I don't want to keep planning on something if you're parting ways either. But it, you know, I understand what you're coming from.
Yeah. Now what about what about if you guys were not to build the website, like we were to take some of the work off your guys' hands right now? Is that like would we? I'm just trying to think. Like, what if we didn't have you guys build the website initially, or you guys need to build the website as part of the program?
You definitely need a website up online for sure to get things rolling. But we're, like I said, you know, as far as your website going, we're not charging anything for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep to my word, okay. Man. I remember.
No, I know. I'm not. I like your guys' name, by the way. Google Splash. Local Splash. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, jeez, John. I really just want to like. I don't want to pull the trigger on this right this second. I really want to just think about it for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to like. This is what I did with this other company with the website, and they just pulled the trigger on it. And then, yeah, maybe let me think about this for a day or two, and just try to come to terms with, you know. This is exactly what we want to do, and then can you follow up with me in like a day or two, or potentially, you know, in the next couple of days or whenever, like a day or 2 days, and I think we're probably going to be good to go on it, but I just want to run this by a couple people, see what they think, and make sure we're not. I don't know, doing something that might...
I was going to say, it definitely is something you need to do, but, you know, at the same time, you can use the help, right? That's what we're doing, is just helping you out over that end. Having the website up there as well, too, getting your directories, getting your traffic going, fixing the business name on Google there is a key. I think that's the biggest factor right now, you know?
Yeah, that's our main goal. Yeah, we just want to make sure we're uniformly listed on these other companies. Because I think we actually paid some other company when I first started with the DBA to get listed on a bunch of platforms for like $15 or something like that, or $20.
$15? What? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. This was a couple years ago. So, and it was, I think it was only like 20 directories or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But... Yeah, I don't remember the specifics. I remember it was like really cheap, like $20, and then it was like, and I don't even know if we actually did it. I remember my buddy was with me and we were thinking about it, and I was like, do you think we need to do this, or do you think this is something you can do? And he's like, well, you just paid $20, who cares, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think we actually did, but that was under under Skyworks and not Skyworks Unlimited. So we might not. I think some of those other companies just naturally, like I said, White Pages or City of Commerce, they just picked us up with third-party information, you know what I mean?
Like right.
They found us, made their own little profile for us, and just decided to do it on their own time. And so,
well,
anyway.
Listen, man, I got you. You know, like, I want to make sure you feel comfortable on this and everything, but, you know, Charles, $149 a month, that's less than a cup of coffee a day. Starbucks.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, dude. I know. It's like, I don't know what my problem is. John, I'm so crazy, man. Like, I even go to these garage sales, and my girlfriend, she's like, dude, she's like, I like go there, and like, I'm like, yeah, how much for this and that? And they're like, oh, $5. I'm like, will you take $1.50? I'm like, you know, haggling with them over $2, dude. And my girlfriend's like, dude, I think you just do this because you like to haggle with them, dude. Like, why are you even tripping, dude? It's like $2. Like, you tip the waitress $25 when we go out to eat, and then you're like haggling with people over $2, like in every garage sale. He's like, what the heck? You know? It's like, I don't know. I think you just do this stuff because you like to. I'm like, well, I don't know, man. You know, I just, you know, my problem is, but I have this problem, you know. And like I said, right now I've been debating on this whole, like, you know, should we pay $20 a month for the credit card? It's just all these costs just add up, you know what I mean? just like, dude, $20 for the credit cards, $20 for this, $100 for this, $50 for that. And I'm like, dude, we're just washing windows, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have, like, this whole, we're just a small business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the amount of money that I do stuff for, like, one day me and my buddy were rappelling down this 13-story building, cleaning pure glass. And basically, we looked up, and it was taking us, like, an hour for every drop, and we're getting, like, $25 an hour or something ridiculously, like, nothing. And my buddy's like, yeah, me and my buddy, we looked at each other like, we just rappelled down that whole building, 13 stories, of pure glass windows side by side, and we got paid $25 to do it. Like, $25 to do that right there. It's crazy, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bro. Yeah, I go to the doctor's office, and he, like, you know, goes in, you know, says hi to me, says, yep, you're doing good. That's $700. You know what I mean?
Right.
I go rappel down this building and do, like, a ridiculous amount of work, and they're like, that's $25. Oh, and by the way, we're going to take out taxes and this and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, sometimes the money is, like, hard to come by. You know what I mean? I work my ass off for it. I'm like, dude. Anyways, man, so, I'm not going to bore you with my petty life.
No, you're good, man. I just want to make sure that you understand, too, you know, the things that we went over already is just the bare minimum right now of what's going to help to come for you and your company, because we're going to focus on these areas, focus on the people that you really want to make the most profits off of, right? Get the business product on point for people to find you, too. I mean, right now, you're doing well, but, you know, having that Google profile, it boosts everything like crazy. And then having the traffic everywhere, the more they see you, the more likelihood of them to call you first when they need your service. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it's going to be a huge difference. Even if one person extra a month calls us, and even if like two people called us and one of them paid for the profile, dude, that would be a huge thing for us, because, dude, like, you know, every job counts. That's why it's killing me right now that these Google's taking us down, because like, dude, we get some really good results. You know what I mean? Like, every day that we're down, it could be potentially like hundreds of dollars that we're missing out on. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, man. So, like, that's what, I don't know, Charles, but I mean, as far as everything that we have talked about, everything, pricing, all of it seems like it's a great fit for the both of us over here. You know,
yeah,
I can't,
like,
go any further.
Okay, so
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Let me just think about it overnight, John. Let me just think about it overnight, and then I think we're going to be good to go, bro. I'm just going to, like, I don't want to get ahead of myself like I did on the website, bro. I got way ahead of myself, and then I ended up going, like, dude, why did I do that? And I told myself at the time, I'm like, bro, think about this. Like, do not just pull the trigger on it. And then I do that a lot, and then a lot of times I regret it. And then same thing with Yelp. I did that with Yelp one day, and it turned out to be a nightmare, and they had to refund us $500. And I was like, dude.
Holy.
It was horrible. Like, they're like, I told the guy, like, I'm good on $12. You set up the profile over the weekend. You said $3 a day. Come Monday morning, you set up the profile, then suspend the profile until I figure out how to work all this stuff, and I figure out exactly what we're talking about right now. And the guy said, okay. Then come Monday morning, he literally just let the profile run and, racked up a $550 bill over a month and a half time, and it was just a nightmare. So I finally called Yelp, and I was like, dude, I called him a bunch of times, but finally when I called one of the times, the guy that actually helped me set up the profile, he was like, oh man, I don't know if there's anything I can do for you, bro. I said, dude, you need to talk to your manager and get that money back, bro. This is ridiculous. He's like, well, I don't know. I said, bro, okay, if you don't do it, then you put the manager on the phone with me or whoever.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, I'll call you back. I'll try to fix it. I said, okay, never call me back. So then I ended up calling their office, and the chick on the phone was like, oh, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Like, I'm going to put a word in. I don't know what this dude's problem is, but that's, like, a horrible situation. That's not how it's supposed to go. And I was like, okay, cool. And she's like, I'm going to refund all your money. Not a problem. And I said, okay, cool. And I said, and then we'll just try to start fresh and see how this goes next time around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, like, well, for right now, we're going to go back to square one before this crazy shit ever happens. So, anyway.
I know, Charles, we're not going to go through no craziness, man. We're going to make it smooth,
okay, cool,
easy process for you. So.
All right. John, I appreciate that, bro. I think we're going to be good to go on this, bro. Just let me just for sure think about this overnight and just see where I'm at, you know? Like, I know it's a small amount of money, and you guys are doing, like, what? Something that I think you definitely need done.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive, but just let me just think about this, and then can you call me back in the morning, and we could even set up the time with I could probably just give you guys the credit card number and then just proceed with the hour time frame that you guys need tomorrow, if that works.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, because our tech call we have set up already at 8 a.m. over there. So I can do this. I can call you right beforehand, like 7:30.
Perfect.
Would that be too early? Is that all right?
No, that's perfect. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, bro, like Sunday, Monday, and every other day. So.
All right, man. I just want to make sure you're not blowing smoke over here. If it's not.
Nah, man, no smoke, man. Nope, all right. 100%, man. I ain't bullshit, man. So.
All right.
Yeah, call me at 7:30, bro, and we'll more than likely be good to go, bro. I'm going to run by one or two people and just see what they think, and then just make sure they're like, yeah, man, you're going to need to do this anyways, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then also, just if it's still, whatever the scenario is, I have the tech call still set for you, okay? So,
okay.
Just letting you know, so it'll be right after that, and you'll be able to get things rolling the same day, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you, John, so much, man. I really appreciate all your help and your time and everything, bro.
For sure, I got you. All right, Charles.
All right.
You take it easy.
Cool,
I'll talk
man.
To you tomorrow. All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right.